everybody. I'm Marjorie, and you're watching Ask at Dead in Hip Hop.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, B.
We're back. Yay. Woo.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing? Good?
All right. Okay, so our first question comes from Paris I-70, and he wants to know about this beef that's going on between Pete and Lupe. And he wants to know, who do you guys think is right in the beef?
It's really a very interesting situation that's going on with Lupe and Pete Rock. Both have different stories, both stories are kind of really compelling, and where you don't know who's actually telling the truth. Because Pete Rock, now, after Lupe's rant, is saying that, you know, Atlantic Records did speak to me about remaking Troy, and we were supposed to come back, circle back around, and have a discussion about that. Because what Pete Rock is saying now is that he wants to be involved. He wanted to be involved in the project. He's saying that never happened. And with Lupe's side of it, and the reason that Lupe's upset is because Lupe is saying that he had Pete Rock's blessing to remake the track, and Pete Rock shouldn't, you know, be assassinating his character and going at him on Twitter and all this other stuff.
He was niggified on that radio station, wasn't he?
Man, I've heard Lupe like that ever. And he was highly upset. And C-Town actually sent it to me because I thought everything was squashed because, you know, Pete Rock said what he said, you know, Lupe came out on the radio interview and he was like, you know, we had the blessings, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I think it was on the rock.
Yeah, see, didn't you think that was fishy? Like how like after the song was out, then Pete Rock ran it, you know, on Twitter, and then all of a sudden he said, yeah, we squashed it, whatever, and then all of a sudden Lupe come and was like...
And then Lupe come back.
Well, because Pete Rock didn't fucking own up to those shit.
Okay, yeah, that's why I thought it was fishy.
That was the only thing I did have an issue with Pete Rock, was even if Pete Rock's story at the end, in the second statement, even if his story was true, and Atlantic Records did reach out to you, whatever, whatever, why did you start assassinating Lupe like it was his fault? Why didn't you go at the record company and say, you know what, they're the ones who fucked everything up? He's sitting there saying, oh, Lupe should have, you know, not trusted the record company. But you didn't shit on Atlantic, you shit on Lupe.
Lupe, yeah.
And, right. I'm, you know, and clearly I'm not the biggest Lupe fan in the world, but I kind of feel why he was mad. Mm-hmm. You know, you said some pretty harsh things about
Lupe.
Turn
back around and say, oh, yeah, it's squash. We got it.
Oh, I just got the phone with Lupe, it's cool. But you didn't say, look, I'm sorry, the shit I said was out of pocket, my bad.
That
you know, it's cool. He didn't do none of that, so
yeah.
I can see why Lupe was mad.
Yeah, Lupe was hot.
He was mad. He
shouldn't have said that shit. That's not what he was supposed to say.
The shot tower was about Lupe,
And he even called, he said, yeah, when he was on the phone, he said, you know, how can I come back and recant? I'm going to sound crazy. That sounds like something that a man would say.
He'd be mad. So it does
sound like Lupe might be telling the truth, but I mean, I think... At this point, it's just so childish.
It's like, side of story.
The one thing is, you guys are two fucking adults. This is not Soulja Boy and ASAP Rocky fight. You all are adults. Fucking call each other, squash it, and be done. Why are y'all going out in the public bringing us into this shit? We don't want to hear this.
Especially if Pete Rock had a conversation with Lupe about it. It's simple to call him up and say, hey, you know, I know we talked about this in the past. This record is out. I wasn't involved. What happened? Don't go on Twitter like, you know, like you guys are saying this and act like you didn't know this shit was going on.
Exactly.
So now, you know, I mean, big respect to Pete Rock, but now you're kind of looking, you know, a little suspect in this whole thing.
You look like a child.
Yep.
You know, I'm sure you got Lupe's number.
I think people forget that their phones aren't just Twitter, like their phones. So, you know, dial up, hit somebody up and be like, yo. Yeah, you know what is it? Completely agree with Mike. You know what I'm saying? I think people forgetting that their phones are more than just Twitter. You know, their phones. You know what I'm saying? Get dude's number, hit him up. Y'all grown ass men. You know what I'm saying? And squash shit.
But that's kind of the world we live in now, where people immediately go to Twitter to get whatever it is off their chest. Mainly because they have an audience, and they have an audience that listens specifically to them because they're fans, for the most part, of whoever they're following. So he can come out and just start blasting and attacking Lupe's character in the way that he did. And, you know, I mean,
People responding to him was hilarious, though. Like, the people that was responding to Pete Rock, like, yes, they were like, man, shut your ass up.
Then you sample Troy. Yeah, man, they don't care.
Then you sample Troy, so why are you complaining that he sampled your music and all that stuff?
And I think they don't understand the, you know, yeah. kind of like the deeper meaning of the song. Yeah. You know, as far as the song itself, and I mean, you know, I mean, I the song is cool, but, it's, and you know, I kind of, when I first heard it, was on the side of Pete Rock a little bit. It's like, oh shit, like, you're making this shit. Because I didn't know the full story, I didn't have the full context. Now after having the full context, I'm like, well shit, all right, well, fuck it. If you agreed to this before, what's your issue now?
Right.
Mainly because you were not involved in the project, well, shit.
It ain't your fucking song no more. You said he could sample it. Yeah. At that point, you're done.
Yep.
It's a
so why effort. Are you bitching? Yeah. I just don't get it. But again, how old is Pete Rock?
Like 40.
Come on, dude. Like you just said,
like
you don't need to go on the Twitter. Y'all know each other. And you can't tell me that Pete Rock cannot find some kind of way to get a hold of Lupe. Okay. So you could have just called him. You ain't got to put some shit on Twitter.
I'm pretty sure Lupe answered
Lupe gonna take Pete Rock's call.
Yeah, exactly.
But then again, why didn't Lupe call him to ask him about the fucking sampling? Why did he have to get Atlantic?
Yeah, like you said, that's why it's just like, at this point, it's like...
Especially if he hates his record label because what they did to him on Lasers.
Yeah. You guys don't think that they're both enjoying the publicity that comes from...
Neither one of them is coming out on top right now. They both look stupid.
Because this is... mainly because of Lupe's rant. Lupe's rant was for real.
The like, Ray J rant?
Yeah. The who?
The Ray J rant.
It was that bad.
Yes, it was that bad. I mean, that was a Ray J rant.
Okay, so I guess it's safe to say that you guys are both, everybody's on Lupe's side.
No.
That's what I heard.
This man.
That's what I heard. See? I heard you guys say Pete is 40, so he needs to
go. If you look at what's occurring right now, all of this could have been resolved with a simple phone call.
Right.
That's it. That's really kind of what we're saying, because both sides have really strong arguments. We don't know what happened. We just know what they are saying.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, is when I look at the whole situation now that I have Pete Rock's full side and I have Lupe's full side, you know, it's like, well, why did it even come to this at all?
Exactly. It doesn't seem that deep to me.
Nah, it's not. You know what I'm saying? And so that's all I'm saying. It is what it is at this point.
My thing is, how about y'all go record some music? Man. This shit is worthless. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about this.
Yeah. Final thoughts, man. What's on this?
I agree with Ken 100%. Like, at this point, it's just like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It should have happened in one phone call. It should have been squashed. So that's how I feel about this.
Phone call. B's right. This it didn't even have to go this far. You know, it's as simple as making a phone call and really getting the story about what happened. And you know, if Pete Rock had knowledge that this was occurring, you know, as soon as he heard it, you know, shoot through the ring, give him a call. I think Lupe at least could have probably sent him a message or sent him an email or sent him a text or something saying, you know, hey bro, we done with this track. I'm about to drop it. It's my first single. You know, get ready for it. Or at least let him hear it. I think he didn't even hear the song. He was like, yo, here's the song, here's what we did. You know, blah blah blah, and that's it. But he didn't, and this is what we have. But nah, man, call the dude, man. Fucking call the guy.
I agree with what everybody said. You know what I'm saying? They're two grown ass guys. All they gotta do is just pick up the phone and squash it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't gotta be all that Twitter beef. You know, he said, she said. You know, fuck all that, man. Just call and be like, yo, what up? You know what I'm saying? And just handle it. You know?
Man, I just don't care. I'm sorry. I just don't care. I think this is stupid. This whole thing is stupid. You know, they're fucking adults. I don't want to hear two grown-ass men arguing over he says, she says shit. You know, you said this. No, I didn't. I said this. But I heard you said this. But I heard I didn't say that. I heard that she said that he said that she said that. Because they sound like some fucking little girls, dude. Like, come on, man. Y'all are two people that we should all be respecting. Y'all arguing like.
He said, and we didn't even have to say that.
It ain't really your song though, fool.
Holler at me, Pete Rock.
Yeah.
songs when I first started out, nigga.
What was that?
I did gangster hip hop before I became college.
You hear that shit? I used to do gangster rap. When, Lupe? When did you do gangster rap?
Before you started skateboarding.
Oh,